It is a pleasure to welcome in to Press Row for the very first time, Kerry Tharpe, a guy I've known for a long time, a guy who once upon a time was in that golden age of SEC sports information directors, but he moved over into the NASCAR world and for the last several years has been president of Darlington Raceway, where, of course, the live sports world returns next Sunday. Kerry, how the heck are you?
Doing great, David. It's good to be on, and it has been a while since we visited, but appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. When you were, of course, you're a former Vol. When you were in Knoxville working for Bud Ford and Haywood Harris, did you know that someday there would be this pandemic and the sports world would come to your pad?
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine what Haywood Harris would be saying now. He would have taken this, though, and made a real positive out of it. But no, I can't say that I would be able to have said that, David, back in, you know, that those days when I was at campus at UT, that we would ever go through anything like this.
All right, what best describes, Kerry, what you've been feeling? I mean, is it excitement that it's coming to Darlington, or is there kind of a bittersweet element to all of this?
Well, you know, David, this has been several weeks in the works, and we started getting inclination probably, 14 days ago that this very well could happen. It's exciting to say that we are going to be, in all intents and purposes, the first live sporting event since the pandemic. And so there's excitement. There's humbleness that you have to know that, you know, the eyes and the ears of the world will be focused on Darlington, South Carolina for those three races. And there's also a great deal of responsibility that we have to shoulder because we have to get this right. You know, the world has gone through a pause, hit the pause button, you know, about the second week of March. And the world that you and I live in is pretty much sport-centric. And so that world is also been on pause, particularly from a live sporting event standpoint. And so we feel honored, we feel proud, but we also feel a sense of responsibility and obligation to make sure that we do this right.
Of course, you were at South Carolina for a long time, did a great job as the media relations director there. I've been, you know, reading and following some of Ray Tanner's comments about how they're looking at social distancing at Williams-Brice. I know Kentucky even did a survey where they said that, you know, with social distancing done properly, a stadium can be filled to 17% capacity. How far did you guys get in terms of even the possibility of having fans social distance at the Darlington races coming up?
Well, for these races coming up, David, there was never any discussion about having fans here. We knew from the get-go that these were going to be events without spectators. And so, you know, our plans were built entirely around just having the teams, the drivers, the crew chiefs, really kind of an essential crew per team in there with NASCAR officials and obviously fire and safety and a few security people. So we knew at the beginning that that this was going to be an event, or these were going to be events that were going to be put on without fans. And that's totally different than what we're used to. You know, we're used to promoting, selling, getting excitement with our fan base and getting ready for our throwback weekend that we have in Labor Day here. So this has been a lot different. But, you know, we're not at the point yet in our country, for sure, to bring in large groups of people, whether it be a sporting event or a concert or anything like that. We're just not there yet with this pandemic. And so the first thing that we need to do is to show that we can put on events successfully and safely without fans, and then we'll take the next steps should these be come out like we want them to be.
And, Kerry, I guess the question when I asked you earlier about the excitement, which you said there is, and then I threw out the bittersweet element, I guess, you know, when you think about fans on TV can watch this thing. I mean, it is live racing again. But, I mean, taking you back to your SEC days, when you think about if SEC football has to be played this fall without fans, the communities like Auburn, Alabama, and Oxford, Mississippi, I mean, I imagine they may take note of what's happening in Darlington. What will this mean for businesses in Darlington, Florence, and other communities nearby?
Well, certainly it wouldn't be like a normal race weekend where you have 50, 60,000 people on your property for 3 or 4 days. That's not going to happen. And the folks that are coming to our events, David, really aren't leaving the racetrack property. They're coming in. They're going to be medically screened to make sure that there's no symptoms. They're going to be wearing PPE equipment inside the racetrack. They're going to compete and put on a heck of a race, and they're going to depart and do the same thing Tuesday and Wednesday. So there's really not a whole lot of interaction, really no interaction, to be honest with you, with our teams, drivers, sponsors in the community as there typically is. And so, but that's what has to be done right now, you know. And the opportunity to come to Darlington, I think, was afforded when our governor, Henry McMaster, was very supportive of having live sports back in the state without fans. And so there's a lot of protocols that NASCAR has been working with. They've enlisted the assistance of top medical experts. We had medical experts from McLeod Regional Hospital over in Florence, who is our primary health provider, weigh in and also make sure that they were comfortable with all the protocols. And so it's going to be entirely different than what we see Labor Day weekend. It's basically going to come in, race, leave, come back, race, leave, come back, race, and then leave. And so that's kind of where we are here right now with these three events in 4 days.
You're listening to Kerry Tharp, the president of the Darlington Raceway, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Kerry, what has the media attention been like as far as credential requests? Have you had outlets asked to come that otherwise wouldn't, because this is the first live sporting event return?
Well, it's been a very strong media interest, David. You know, both nationally and regionally, and certainly within the state of South Carolina and the Carolinas. Right now, I think NASCAR is finalizing its plans for the media. I don't anticipate really any media going inside the venue. I think that the media that they would have cover the event would possibly watch from the press box viewing area. And I'm not sure how many of those they're going to designate. I think we will have a staging area right outside the tunnel entrance for media and for those that want to come and maybe get some photos and some video, et cetera. But, you know, in order for us to conduct this event and do it properly and safely, it's just we really have to limit the amount of people that are going to be in the general vicinity. And so, but the media interest has been very, very strong.
And when you talk about just the number of people, I mean, how many are typically with a racing team, and how many people per team will be there next Sunday?
Well, they're going to limit the roster to 16, and that includes the driver and crew chief. And so, you know, you've got about 36, 37 teams coming in per series, and certainly then you have to have your fire and safety people on site, your security people, your NASCAR officials, other essential vendors like Sunoco and Goodyear, and the folks that provide the wheels and so forth. So, you know, we're talking about hundreds of people in the perimeter of the facility, the racetrack, as opposed to typically on a race weekend, including fans, you have thousands there in the infield. But now we're just talking about hundreds.
Kerry, a few weeks ago, we had Steve Myers with the iRacing right before the first, mm-hmm. I mean, when that just took off. And, of course, we talked, and at the time, NASCAR really seemed to be on the cutting edge. I think there have been some others that have tried the virtual stuff, but NASCAR really seemed to make it work. And then there were those couple of hiccups where you had Bubba Wallace get upset and quit a race and lost a sponsor, and then you had the unfortunate situation with Kyle Larson.
Sure.
And so that kind of, I mean, there was such a microscope on NASCAR that it went from really good to a couple of hiccups. Just how important is next Sunday in the big picture for NASCAR and getting some momentum going after this pandemic or amid this pandemic?
Right. Well, David, you're right. I think it's hugely important. And, you know, the main thing that we want to focus on is creating a safe environment for our competitors, for the teams, the officials that are coming to our event, And that's really objective number one. And you know, it's very, very important for us to come out of this in good shape. And you know, our plan is to obviously learn from each race. You know, I'm sure there's some things on Sunday that we'll do better on Tuesday, and some things on Tuesday that we'll do better Wednesday as we progress through this. So, you know, our hope and really our goal would be to for other sports leagues to take a look at what we did and say, you know what, they did a really good job. We need to model after what NASCAR did. So, you know, that's our that's our goal, and it's a lofty goal, but it's one we're going to shoot for.
All right, Kerry, when we have great guests like you, we close with a rapid fire. Now, I usually have a co-host who's out of town, but it's just the first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Your favorite Tennessee football player of all time?
That would have to be, Tennessee football player of all time, Jimmy Streeter.
Okay. The nicest NASCAR driver on the planet?
Jimmy Johnson.
Your favorite track other than Darlington?
Talladega.
Your favorite South Carolina football game in all your years there?
Favorite South Carolina game all my years there, when we beat Ohio State in the 2000 Outback Bowl.
Kerry, well done. Listen, thank you so much for taking the time here in Chattanooga. Congratulations on the opportunity that is coming your way. I know you will make the most of it. I know all of those races will be a success. And again, we appreciate you stopping by here in Chattanooga. Best of luck here in these next few days.
Hey, Dave, it was good catching up with you. Take care, okay?
Will do. You do the same. Kerry Tharp, the president of the Darlington Raceway, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.